Easter, Week 4, Sunday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. This day at thy creating word, first o'er the earth the light was poured. O Lord, this day upon us shine, and fill our hearts with light divine. This day the Lord for sinners slain, in might victorious, rose again. O Jesu, may we raised be, from death of sin to life in thee. This day the Holy Spirit came, with fiery tongues of cloven flame. O Spirit, fill our hearts this day, with grace to hear and grace to pray. O day of light and life and grace, from earthly toil a resting place, the hallowed hours, best gift of love, give we again to God above. All praise to God the Father be, all praise eternal Son to thee, whom with the Spirit we adore, for ever and for evermore. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? Psalm 23. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbour. He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors, let him enter, the King of glory. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant, the Lord, the valiant in war. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors, let him enter, the King of glory. Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies, he is the King of glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? All peoples, bless our God, who gave life to our souls. Alleluia. Psalm 65. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth, O sing to the glory of his name, O render him glorious praise, say to God, how tremendous your deeds. Because of the greatness of your strength, your enemies cringe before you all the earth shall bow, shall sing to your name. Come and see the works of God, tremendous his deeds among men. He turned the sea into dry land, they passed through the river dry shod. Let our joy then be in him, he rules for ever by his might. His eyes keep watch over the nations, let rebels not rise against him. O peoples, bless our God, let the voice of his praise resound, of God who gave life to our souls and kept our feet from stumbling. For you, O God, have tested us, you have tried us as silver is tried. You led us, God, into the snare, you laid a heavy burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads, we went through fire and through water, but then you brought us relief. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All peoples, bless our God, who gave life to our souls. Alleluia. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. Alleluia. Psalm 65 continued. Burnt offering I bring to your house, to you I will pay my vows, the vows which my lips have uttered, which my mouth spoke in my distress. I will offer burnt offerings of fatlings, with smoke of burning rams, I will offer bullocks and goats. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. To him I cried aloud, with high praise ready on my tongue. If there had been evil in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened, he has heeded the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who did not reject my prayer, nor withhold his love from me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. Alleluia. My heart rejoices, my body is glad. Alleluia. I will praise him with my whole being. Alleluia. A reading from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 12. Then a great mysterious sight appeared in the sky. There was a woman whose dress was the sun, and who had the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was soon to give birth, and the pains and sufferings of childbirth made her cry out. Another mysterious sight appeared in the sky. There was a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and a crown on each of his heads. With his tail he dragged a third of the stars out of the sky and threw them to earth. He stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, in order to eat the child as soon as it was born. Then the woman gave birth to a son, who will rule over all nations with an iron rod. But the child was snatched away and taken to God and his throne. The woman fled to the desert, to a place God had prepared for her, where she will be taken care of for 1,260 days. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, who fought back with his angels. But the dragon was defeated, and he and his angels were not allowed to stay in heaven any longer. The huge dragon was thrown out. He is that old serpent named the devil or Satan that deceived the whole world. He was thrown down to earth, and all his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now God's salvation has come. Now God has shown his power as king. Now his Messiah has shown his authority. For the accuser of our brothers, who stood before God accusing them day and night, has been thrown out of heaven. Our brothers won the victory over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the truth which they proclaimed, and they were willing to give up their lives and die. And so be glad, you heavens, and all you that live there. But how terrible for the earth and the sea! For the devil has come down to you, and he is filled with rage, because he knows that he has only a little time left. When the dragon realized that he had been thrown down to the earth, he began to pursue the woman who had given birth to the boy. She was given the two wings of a large eagle in order to fly to her place in the desert, where she will be taken care of for 3.5 years, safe from the serpent's attack. And then from his mouth the serpent poured out a flood of water after the woman, so that it would carry her away. But the earth helped the woman. It opened its mouth and swallowed the water that had come from the dragon's mouth. The dragon was furious with the woman, and went off to fight against the rest of her descendants, all those who obey God's commandments and are faithful to the truth revealed by Jesus. And the dragon stood on the seashore. Responsory from Revelations 12. Our brothers have won the victory by the blood of the Lamb and by the truth which they proclaimed, and they have been willing to give up their lives and die. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. Alleluia. After enduring a brief suffering, they have drunk of ever-flowing life under God's covenant. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. Alleluia. A reading from the homilies of Pope St. Gregory the Great on the Gospels. Christ the Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. It is as if he said plainly, those who love me obey me, for those who do not love the truth do not yet know it. My dear brethren, now that you have heard of the test I must undergo, consider how these words of the Lord imply a test of your own. Ask yourselves if you are his sheep, if you know him, if you recognize the light of truth. What I mean is that you recognize it not simply by faith, but by love. I mean, you recognize it not just by faith, but by action. For John the Apostle, whose words we have been discussing, also said, he who says he knows God but disobeys his commandment is a liar. Consequently, in the passage we were originally considering, the Lord at once adds, as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. It is as if he said straight out, the proof that I know the Father and the Father knows me is the fact that I lay down my life for my sheep. That is to say, the love which leads me to die for my sheep shows how much I love the Father. He goes on to add the following words concerning the sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life. A little earlier, he said also, if anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. That is to say, he will go into faith, and go out from faith to vision, from belief to contemplation, and he will find pasture at the everlasting feast. So the sheep find the Lord's pastures, for anyone who follows him with an undivided heart is nourished in a pasture which is forever green. What are the pastures of these sheep if they are not the deepest joys of the everlasting fresh pastures of paradise? For the pasture of the saints is to see God face to face. When the vision of God never fails, the soul receives its fill of the food of life forever. And so, dear brethren, let us seek these pastures, and there join in the joy and the celebrations of so many citizens of heaven. Let their happiness and rejoicing be an invitation to us. Let our hearts grow warm, brethren. Let our faith be rekindled. Let our desires for heavenly things grow warm. For to love like this is to be on the way. No misfortune should distract us from this happiness and deep joy, for if anyone is anxious to reach a destination, the roughness of the road will not make him change his mind. The charms of prosperity must not lead us astray, for only a foolish traveller, when he sees pleasant fields on his way, forgets to go on towards his destination. Responsory based on John 10. The good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep is risen from the dead. For the sake of his flock, he was willing to endure death. Alleluia. Christ has been sacrificed for us, our paschal victim. For the sake of his flock, he was willing to endure death. Alleluia. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the host of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you, Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us, with your saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, bring us to the joy of your heavenly city, so that we, your little flock, may follow where Christ, our good shepherd, has gone before us by the power of his resurrection. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.